Okay, so today we talk about what's next. Many of you were here last weekend, and today is really conclusion of the time we had with Claire last week. Now, some of you were not here this last weekend, or were only here part of it. You might wonder today a little bit like, what's going on here? This is not really a teaching from the Bible. This is not really, this is not very rooted and grounded in what the Bible says. And yes, you're right, because that was last week. Last week, Claire laid all the biblical foundations. She gave us all the scriptures. She gave us all the biblical principles about what it means to be a part of a local church, about what it means to commit to your local church and what the Bible says about all those things. So if you take today's message out of context, then it will probably look very superficial, and it will probably be a little bit like, what kind of church is this? Are they not opening the Bible together? Yes, of course we do. We did that last week. So just to set a little bit of context for those of you who couldn't join us last week. That sermon is, of course, still available online. So if you feel like, hey, now I heard this today, now what happened last week, then just listen to it online, and then we can put the whole picture together. I also want to say, before we get into the topic, today's sermon will speak to us in different ways. I know for some of us, maybe we have already heard from God last week, and maybe today we're like, I'm good, there's nothing new for me today. But I am sure that for some of us, today God will speak, and God will reveal to some of us something that we need to know, and that he wants us to know, and that will help us move into the future. So that's just today. The next week we'll go back to our series on spiritual warfare. Next week we talk about our emotions and how our emotions relate to spiritual warfare and all those things. So that's all next week, but today we'll just conclude what happened last weekend. I don't know how you felt about last week, but I thought it was awesome. I thought we had a great time together with Claire. Especially on Sunday, it was very obvious that God was very present. The Holy Spirit was very present. The Holy Spirit clearly spoke to many of us. I personally can say that God spoke to me and comforted me in many different ways. And so it was just a great time of refreshment and a great time of really refocusing on God. Clearly, God spoke through Claire. On Sunday, she shared about the blessing of unity and how important unity is for the church, how we should commit to our local church, how we should serve our local church. And a lot of what Claire shared on Sunday was actually spontaneous and not prepared. I talked with her afterwards, and she was like, at least a third, if not more, of what she shared was really the Holy Spirit just gave it to her in that particular moment. It wasn't prepared. She wasn't kind of going into this sermon thinking, this is what I'm going to share. But the Holy Spirit just gave her these words that she shared. And then, of course, the prayer that she prayed in the end, that was so clear, where it wasn't just information, but it was really God spoke to her heart and through her heart as she was weeping, as she was crying, and as she really expressed the emotions that God feels about our church when it comes to unity and when it comes to being one church and being one body here in Munich. And then, of course, like I said, there was a lot of personal stuff happening. God spoke to me, and God clearly spoke to many other people as well. So I loved the weekend. I loved the time we had together, and I'm really thankful and praise God for what happened last week. Now, what I want to do today, or where I want to start, is really I want to share a couple more things that became clear last weekend. It's a couple of things that Claire shared then with me and with the leadership personally, and a few things that I then understood in the days after the weekend, where I realized last Sunday something is going on, but I just wasn't ready to share that yet. First of all, something that Claire shared, she said that preparing for this weekend with us last Saturday and Sunday was some of the hardest preparations she ever had to do. She prepared mainly in the week before, but also in a couple of weeks or 3 weeks or something a little bit before that. And she said, whenever I try to pray for this church, Whenever I try to work on the messages and seek God about what God wants me to share in these kind of things, it was as if Satan was just slamming a door right in front of her. She couldn't get anything done. There were distractions everywhere. Prayers were hard, were difficult for her. And so whenever she tried to work towards this weekend, she felt like, I'm not getting anywhere. And she felt like Satan was just trying to hinder her in whatever way he could from really delivering the message that God wanted her to deliver to us last week. Friday night, I picked her up at the airport, and we just asked each other, how are you doing? And one of the first things that she asked me was, what's going on in your church? There is so much attack on your church going on right now. There is so much resistance going on in your church right now. Tell me more about what's going on. She was in Finland. She was preparing. And all she could think about was, this church here in Munich is under real strong attack right now. She could feel it. She could sense it. For me personally, the same thing. Actually, before the weekend, I was supposed to go to Budapest for a few days. It's a pastor's meeting of our network where I usually go every year. Every time I go there, it's just great. It's so encouraging to be with those guys, to have the kind of conversations with other pastors who go through similar struggles, encouraging each other, understanding each other, praying for each other. It's really one of the highlights of the year for me, every single year, and I'm always looking forward to this particular weekend. And just before I was about to leave and before I was about to go there, what happened? Satan attacked me, weird stuff happened, and I couldn't go any longer. I was so sad, I was so frustrated, I was so upset, but I realized Satan didn't want me to go to this conference either. And in that particular case, he succeeded, preventing me from going there. And so as I shared that with Claire, and she shared what happened to her as she was preparing for this weekend, I was just thinking, man, what's going on? There is some real strong attack going on right now. There is some real resistance going on against this church. And again, in the last few days, just attack after attack on me, on my family, lots of weird stuff happening. And I wouldn't be surprised if some of you went through similar things, that in these last few days, last weekend you were just on a spiritual high, and then suddenly Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, suddenly you felt like there's so much stuff going on right now, and everything that's happened on the weekend, it feels like it's gone, it feels like it's over, it feels like Satan wants to take it away again. I wouldn't be surprised if that was your week as well. It was definitely that kind of week for me. From all of this, these conversations with Claire, from seeing what happened last weekend, it's very obvious that this church is currently under some serious spiritual warfare right here, right now. When I did this series on spiritual warfare, when I started it in September, I did not know anything about this. I just felt like God was asking me to talk about spiritual warfare, and so I was like, sure, if you want me to do that, then I'll do this series. Now, 2 months later, looking back, I'm like, whoa, now I know why. This wasn't just coincidence. This was not just about general knowledge or imparting something in general to this church. This was about us. This was about this season. This was about us really getting prepared by God to resist the temptations, to resist the kind of attacks that Satan is throwing at us right now. Now, let's give it a second. Are you guys coming back?
Yeah.
You're coming back. Okay. No worries about that. No worries. Kids are just kids, and that's okay. Okay. So, we have to be aware of this, and we have to be aware, really, of the bigger picture. We are under attack right now. Satan is trying to kill, to steal, and to destroy. he is on the move. That, of course, leads to the question, why is he doing that? Why is that happening right now? 6 months ago, a year ago, we were not under these kind of attacks. There was not such stuff going on like right now. And Claire had come before, and back then, everything was fine, and we were all, we had a great weekend together, and nobody felt this kind of resistance. Why is that? I believe, and again, this is not just me, this also came from Claire, I believe God is about to start something new. I believe God is leading us into a new season. And Satan knows that, and Satan is fighting against us entering into a new season. I really don't know what exactly that new thing is. Maybe it has something to do with new people. Maybe it has something to do with outreach, that we are getting more people here. Maybe it's about personal growth. Maybe some of us will receive something from God in the coming months, weeks and months, that will make us grow personally. Maybe some other blessing that I can't even think of right now, and suddenly one day we will come here and worship here and we'll be like, ah, now we know, now we see what God is blessing us with. I don't know what it is, but bottom line is, and like I said, this is something I believe God spoke to me and God spoke to Claire as well, independently of each other. We believe God wants to do something new. And he wants to pour out a blessing on this church, and we need to get ready for his blessing. I don't know what exactly that means. I don't know what exactly that means for us as a church. Maybe God wants us to change certain things. Maybe he wants us to add some new activities, change some activities. Maybe he also wants us to stop some activities that we are doing just out of a habit. We need to pray over all of this. But my point is, God wants to change certain things in this church, and he wants to do something new. Of course, that means for us, we need to cooperate. And all these things that Claire shared last weekend about unity, about serving the church, committing to the local church, and all these things, it comes down to we need to do those things now. And we need to really prepare ourselves that when God pours out his blessing, whatever that is, whenever it is, we'll be ready. And we will be the kind of church that can receive whatever God wants to pour out on us. We really need to seek God together about what exactly he wants us to do or what he wants to do next. We need to commit to this church. We need to do our part. And we really need to be a church, a true church, that is a true community like in the book of Acts. So I believe we're at a crossroad. I believe we have a choice now. I believe God wants to do something new. But we can also say, no, we'll just do our thing. We'll just do it in our own way. And I'll just, come to the church when I feel like coming. I don't really do much about it, or I don't really commit to much or anything, and we'll just see what happens. If we are not committed, we will not receive God's blessing. And 6 months, a year from now, we will still look exactly the same that we do today, maybe worse. Or we can now say, okay, let's stand firm. Let's fight against Satan's attacks. Let's do what we know we are supposed to do. Let's do the very things that Claire told us last week from the scriptures. Let's commit to unity. Let's commit to this church. Let's really work and fight for the glory of God. And if we do that, we will see God's blessing come in the weeks and months to come. Some of the things that she shared were unity. That we come in unity as this church. That, of course, starts with attending services, attending small group, investing in relationships, being united with each other. We cannot be united if we don't spend time with each other. That's impossible. So we need to spend time with each other in service, out of service, privately, and so on, so that we achieve that unity. Commitment. Making the church a priority, praying for this church, seeking God, all those things. Service, that we all contribute, that we do the things that God calls us to do, that we are not looking towards others and tell, well, others can do it, but we say, come to God and say, what is it that you want me to contribute to this church at this time? Discipleship was a big word that Claire mentioned last week several times. that we truly disciple each other, that we are truly part of each other's lives, that we truly call out each other's sin and these kind of things. We have that choice now. Now it's up to us. We can say, yes, we commit to these things, and we do them, and receive God's blessing. Or we can say, no, we're not going to do these things. It's too much work, or I'm not interested, or whatever reason we have. And the church will simply not receive the blessing that God has for us. As I said, this is not just my idea. Claire heard exactly the same words, heard exactly the same call, and I firmly believe this is really what God has for us. Now, towards the end, Claire gave us a couple of questions. What concrete actions should I do to reaffirm my commitment to this local church? And what should my relationship with my local church look like? Those are the questions that we meditated on last week, and I believe some of us also got some answers to that. Now, as I was thinking about this, I want to add one more question, and I think that is a very important question as well. And that is the question, is Aletheia the local church God calls me to be part of at this point in time? The reason I'm saying this is, I have had seasons back in Shanghai when my role was different there. I mean, here, obviously, I'm very committed to this church, but I'm leading it. So if I'm not committed, then forget about the whole thing. But back in Shanghai, I had a season when I was just attending, like many of you. I was going to my church, I was attending a small group, and I was just going there because that's what I used to do. And there were seasons, there were times when I had exactly these questions as well. When I was wondering, am I in the right place? Am I attending the right church? Am I attending the right small group? And it was so important that I got the answer from God regularly, not just one time, but over and over again, because I realized what a difference that makes to my commitment. When I had doubts whether I'm in the right place, well, what do you think I did? I didn't commit. My attendance was, not great. My service was not really there. My desire to connect with people was not really there. I did not contribute to the unity. And when I came to the small group or to the church, it was more like, well, I have to be here. I'm supposed to be here. So I'll just go. But my heart wasn't really in it. So I had those seasons. And then I went back to God and I asked God, God, do you still want me to be part of this church? Do you still want me to be part of this small group? And he said, yes. And at that moment, my heart just totally changed. And from that day onward, I said, I'm in. I'm all in. And suddenly, I was serving again. I was contributing again. I was investing again. I was reaching out to people. I was investing in relationships. I was doing all kinds of things. And the only difference was, God told me, I want you to be part of this group. I want you to be part of this church. So I know sometimes we can get into this kind of habit. We can attend a church for 6 months, for a year, for 2 years, and we kind of take it for granted, and we kind of don't invest anymore, we don't really commit to the church anymore, because it becomes a habit. And that's why I believe all of us need to come to God regularly and ask God, am I still in the right place? Not because I like the church or because I don't like the church. Not because I think, oh, I really like the worship or I like the kids ministry or I like whatever. This cannot be the reason why we attend a specific church. This cannot be the reason why we are part of a specific body of Christ. The reason why we, in our case, the reason why we come to Aletheia must be God told me that this is the local church that he wants me to be part of at this time. And if we don't have that right now, we need to go to God and get that confirmation. Now, I know this is a little bit dangerous, what I'm doing right now, because what if half of you, or maybe even more now, say, you know, I prayed and God told me to go somewhere else. Well, It would be very sad for any of you, but who am I to stand against God? Who am I to say, God calls you to go to another church, but I want you to stay here? That would be pretty blasphemy. That would be going against God's will. So I'm not going to do that. And I would rather work with less people who know that they are called to this church than having a big group of people here and half of them are actually called somewhere else, but they're here because of habit or for whatever reason. So that's why I'm adding this third question. And I'm absolutely convinced some of us need to hear that again. Some of us need to go to God and hear from God, yes, I want you to commit to this local church. I still want you to be part of this body of Christ. And if he tells you something else, we'll be sad. But like I said, this is not heaven. This is not God. And if God calls you somewhere else, then, yeah, let's obey God and make some tearful cuts and difficult decisions. But if that's what God wants, then let's do that. But I also want to say the other way around, what Claire shared last week. Whatever church God calls us to, we have to contribute. We have to do our part. And if God calls you to be part of Aletheia, then please don't just attend. Don't just come here and think, okay, I checked that box, I'm good. Invest in relationships. Invest in our unity. Hang out with people. Have a meal with people. Have a call with people. Attend the small group. All these things. Commit to the unity of this church. That includes attendance, like Sunday service and small group, but it goes way beyond that. Commit to serving. Commit to contributing in whatever way God calls us to contribute. Make a commitment. Make the church a priority in our schedules, that we really say, okay, maybe I'm sick or something, then of course that's a different story. But it's not going to be like, okay, if there's a football match, then I'm going to the football match instead of the church. I don't think that's commitment. I think commitment really means that we say, I'm going to be there whenever possible. Hear from God where he wants you to be, and then commit to that church, and then do your part. Invest in the community that God wants you to be part of. Now, one more thing. I understand that we are in very different or difficult, different seasons right now. Three families here right now are pregnant. You're in a very different season than I am right now. I totally commit. Understand that. So I'm not saying serve and try to do all these things and endanger your baby. That's not godly. And I totally understand that some of you, this is not the season to say, yes, I'm going to commit three evenings in the week to the church or something like that, or I'm going to cook every week or these kind of things. You need to know that. You need to figure that out with God. There are things that are more important than the church, and especially when it comes to pregnancy or something like this. There's no glory given to God if you invest all your time in the church and then you neglect your job and you lose your job and you don't have money anymore. God isn't glorified by these kind of things. So we all need to find that balance. But looking at this church overall, I don't think on average that we're in the danger of neglecting more important things. I don't think as a church overall we're in a season where I have to tell people, hey, don't serve so much in the church, you're neglecting your family or you're neglecting your job. I don't see that overall. Overall, I would say our danger is the opposite. Our danger is that we don't invest enough in this church and that we don't commit enough to this church. And that includes me. I'm not just looking at people and criticizing people. I was looking back at, how often did I invite people for a coffee? Or how often did I invite someone to say, hey, let's have dinner together or something like that? And I had to admit, I didn't do that at all for a long time. So I'm talking about myself as well. I'm not criticizing specific people. I'm just saying we as a church overall, as a whole community, we need to do better and we need to grow. That's what I'm trying to address, and I think that's what God has been speaking to us last week through Claire as well. We as a church, we as a community, we need to grow and we need to invest more into our community, into our relationships with each other. And if that means because you're pregnant or whatever reason you can't do much right now, maybe your calling is to pray. Maybe your calling is simply to say, I can't invite people to my home right now, I can't do much, but I'm committing to prayer. And from now on, I'm going to make it a priority to pray for this church, in whatever form God puts on your heart. But I'm going to add time for that. That's something all of us can do. Or maybe you're like, okay, I have small kids and I can't travel a lot or something like that. I'm going to have Zoom calls and I'm going to reach out to people that way so that I still invest in the relationships even though I can't really go out and do a lot outside right now. All of us can do something. What exactly God wants you to do, I don't know. We need to work that out. But my point is, if God calls us to be part of this church, if God calls us to be part of Aletheia, all of us need to step it up, including myself. All of us need to commit to this church, serve this church, invest in this church, and do something that maybe we haven't done, something that we have neglected over the last few months. So that is the conclusion, kind of what we talked about last week, the practical application of what it means for this church. But of course, like I said earlier, everybody needs to receive a personal answer from God on these questions. There's no point if I tell you and then you do it because Ben told me to. You will just get tired and you will just get burned out eventually doing all these things if we are not in the right place, if that's not God's calling for us. So if God calls us to be part of this church, he also calls us to work together to move Aletheia into the next season, whatever the next season will look like. When we see things in this church that are not yet the way that they are supposed to be, and God calls us to be part of this community, he also calls us to be part of the solution. He calls us to help make things better, to pray, to serve, to invest, all these things. If God calls us to another church, okay, so be it. But then we know, and then we have clarity. But if God calls us to be part of this church, he calls us to commit. And he calls us to commit now. He calls us to commit today. That's a foundation that we all need, and that's a foundation only God can give us. I can't give it to you. We cannot give it to each other. God has to give us that foundation. God has to give us that conviction that this is what I want you to do. This is the place where I want you to be, and this is how I want you to contribute to this community. God needs to speak to you. God needs to speak to me. And after that, we can talk with each other about what's the next step. How are we going to move forward? What are we going to change? What are we going to do differently? Once we have that foundation, we can have those discussions. But not now. Not until everybody knows where they are supposed to be. So today, we're going to spend some time soaking. The questions will be on the slide in a second again. And I want everyone to just really hear from God, listen to God, and hear what God is saying to us personally. And then, of course, over the next few weeks, we will talk about this. Maybe God will speak to some of us today. Usually it takes a while. It's usually not that easy to just say, like, let's hear from God, and then 5 minutes later, everybody hears. Would be nice, but I know for some people it takes more time. But we will bring this up again, and we will talk about this regularly on Sunday until everybody hears from God, until everybody has an answer, until everybody knows whether this is the place where they want to be, where God calls them to be, and until everybody knows, if yes, what is God calling them to do in this church? And I believe when we put that all together, we will see that God will give us unity. He will speak like he spoke to Claire and me independently, but the same thing. So he will also speak to different people in this church the same message. And that way we will know this is really God and this is what he wants us to do. So that will be our focus for the next few weeks. So like I said, we'll spend some time now soaking. We'll spend some time just being still. There will be some music. We will not be praying out loud. We will not be saying anything. I want everyone to just simply listen to God and hear what God is saying. And then in the end, we'll get some chances to share with each other if God has spoken something to us today. And if not, no problem, no pressure. We have time. It's not like we have to figure everything out tonight. But over the next few weeks, we'll talk about it regularly. And then eventually, when we feel ready, then we can make decisions together according to what God has been speaking to us. So Jesus, thank you. Thank you for speaking to us. And thank you, Lord, that you are moving this church into a new season, that you are moving this church forward, and that you are doing something new in this church. Thank you for your patience with us, because I believe in the last 7 years, sometimes you wanted to do something similar and we didn't get it. So thank you for your patience, thank you for your forgiveness, and thank you for just, being patient with us all this time. And thank you, Lord, for giving us another chance. And so, Lord, we pray that you help us today to really hear, and not just today, but in the coming days and weeks, to really hear personally what you have for us. Jesus, we don't want to run our own agenda. We don't want to run our own plans. We don't want to run our own ideas. We want to hear from you, and we want to do the very things that you call us to do. So Jesus, please speak to us today and help us, Lord, to walk the path that you have for us. Holy Spirit, we invite you. Use this time for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.